In Amegilas Ros connects three psukim, one from this week's parsha, one obviously from Gilas Ros, and the third one from Chumash Mos, and tells us maybe a very simple but very important idea. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Meryo, Ba Kasav Lelamdecha, Shim Adam Ose Mitzvah, Ya'asena Beleivav Shalei. Torah comes along to tell us that if you're going to do a mitzvah, do it wholeheartedly. And listen to the Gemara, the Medrash's three examples. The first one is from this week's parsha, Parshat Vayeshev. She'ilu hayaruven yodea she'akadosh baruch hu machtiv alav vayishma ruven vayatzileu miyadam b'kseifa hayamalichu etzal aviv. What's it referring to? We know that in this week's parsha, the Achim, the brothers, sell Yosef. There's a lot of animosity between them, at least in one direction. Yosef is sent by Yaakov to go check on his brothers. Vayomru vayirosome rachok, his brothers see him in the distance. Uvetem yikrav aleim vayisnaklo oso lahamiso. They come along and they start planning to kill him. Vayomru yishol achiv hinei ba lachalamot halazeh ba vatal luchu menargeyo. Let's kill him. Menashlicher b'achar haborot. Vayishma Reuven, the pasuk says. Reuven hears what they're planning. Vayatzileu miyadam, and he saves him. Vayomer lo nakenu nefesh. Why? Why should we kill him in cold blood? Vayomer leim Reuven al tishpuchu dam. Let's not shed his blood. Ashlich oto labor azer shabamidbar. Let's just throw him into a pit. Vayad al tishluchu ba. Let's not personally harm him. And the Torah is made. What was Reuven's plan? Because he planned to bring him back, take him out of the pit, and return him to Yaakov. And the Medrash says that if Reuven had known that the Torah would have written that he was planning to save him, then he wouldn't have said, oh, let's put him into a pit, and later I'll come and take him out. He would have put Yosef on his shoulders, right then and there, and carried him straight back to Yaakov. Let's come back to this. What's the second example? Vilo haya yodei Aaron shekadosh baruch hu machtiv alav hinei yotzei likrasecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was by the snare for 7 days. He's arguing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He turns down the Ribbono Shel Olam's suggestion, offer, command to go take out Bnei Yisrael. And he says, shlach na biyatishlach. He says, send with my older brother. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's enough. You're the one I want, and don't worry. Aaron is going to come out, and he's going to be happy to see you. And it's true. The Medrash says that if Aaron had known that the Torah was going to write, that he would have been happy to come out and see him. He says, "Betu b'memcholah sayyatzi lekrasal." He wouldn't have come out with a big smile. He would have come out with a seven-piece orchestra. He would have come with a band and a whole Shalom Aleichem. What does that mean? In the third example from Megillas Rus. Ilu haye yoteya boas shakadosh baruch hu machtiv alav v'yitzbot l'kali v'tocha v'tizba v'tosar. Rus ha-Moaviyah returns together with Naomi. They're destitute, they're penniless, they don't have any food, and she goes with the Aniyim, and she ends up in the field, coincidentally and not coincidentally, of Boaz. And Boaz sees who she is, hears about her, that she was the one who accompanied Naomi. And he says, don't go anywhere else. And he measures a certain amount of wheat, and he gives her this extra wheat, a very nice portion of wheat, and she was able to eat and be full and have leftovers to bring back home. The Medrash says, had Boaz known that Lodoros, they would have written this in the Megillah, give her extra wheat. You know what he would have done? Says Agolos Mufutamas Hayamachila. He would have given her fattened cows. He gave her an extra few slices of bread. If I would have known they'd write this, I would have given her a 10-course meal.
the Medrash telling us? It's telling us that Reuven and Aaron and Boaz were interested in publicity. He said, oh, they're going to write about me. So let me make it nicer. That's what it's telling us. Says Reb Elia Meir Bloch, tells the Rosh Yeshiva, says, we don't understand. Reuven thought that he was saving his brother's life. That's a big thing. What Reuven didn't understand is that his action was not only saving his brother's life, it was saving Klal Yisrael. It's basically saving the whole world. Because had Yosef been killed, it wouldn't have been a shiftek. There wouldn't have been the 12 shvatim. And if one of the shiftekah would be missing, Am Yisrael would always be missing. Would always be lacking. But even more so, the whole world is suffering in a famine. Who is the one person who saves everybody? It's Yosef. By saving Yosef, he wasn't doing a nice thing to Yosef. He wasn't only being nice to his father. He was saving the future of Am Yisrael, he was saving the world. But he didn't realize it. Had he realized it, that that's what he was doing, he thought he was doing something relatively small. He realized it would have been a big thing. Oh! He would have reacted even differently. Even more. He would have carried him on his shoulders. Aaron. Aaron's happy that his brother has a new job. He's the money of Am Yisrael. So he comes out with a smile. But what he doesn't realize is that Moshe Rabbeinu keeps turning down and saying, no, no, no. And he says, finally sent Aaron. And it's only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't worry, Aaron's going to come out. I greet you with a smile, that Moshe Rabbeinu finally stops arguing and agrees and takes the job and leads Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Had Aaron known that the whole future of the Geula was dependent on his coming out to greet his brother, he would come out with a smile, he'd come out with a band. And Boaz thought that he was helping out a poor widow and her mother-in-law, who was also a poor widow. So he gave him an extra few slices of bread, some extra wheat, he gave them. But he doesn't know, doesn't realize, this is the whole future of Am Yisrael. Within a very short period of time, Ruth is going to return because she's going to tell Naomi that she went to Boaz and she's going to say, ah, Boaz is her relative. You have to marry Boaz. And Boaz will marry Ruth. And she'll become pregnant and she'll give birth to Oved, he'll give birth to Yisha, he'll give birth to David HaMelech and eventually Melech HaMashiach. The whole future of the world is dependent on this meeting. If he would have known, do you think he would have given just a few extra pieces of wheat? Given her fattened cows, 10-course meal. So many times in life that we do something and we think it's a little thing. We hardly pay attention to it. And we don't realize how important those consequences are. So Chazal come along and say, Ba hakasav lelamdecha shim adam osa mitzvah Yasena belev of Shale. Don't think that what you're doing isn't so important. You have no idea of the consequences of what you can do. Quite a number of years ago, something was going on in my life. It wasn't the easiest of things. And one day after davening, somebody said to me maybe two sentences. And it gave me chizuk for months. Just said two sentences. And it helped me out for months. And I have to admit that sometimes on the other end, over the years people have come to me and said, I really want to thank you for that conversation we had, whenever we had, 6 months ago. And I feel terrible. I don't remember what I said. I sometimes don't remember the conversation. I couldn't have said anything of major consequences. That's what I think. But But you never know. You never know how sometimes saying, complimenting somebody, encouraging somebody, giving someone a smile, making a phone call, how it makes a difference in people's lives. Maybe an extreme example, I read years ago a story. Somebody who had met Shlomo Kalbach, and he was very taken by Shlomo Kalbach. And for some reason, he gave Shlomo Kalbach his phone number. Okay. A few years pass. This person is very despondent, very distraught, all alone. And he's in his apartment one day, and the phone rings. And he wasn't going to pick it up, but he decided to pick up the phone. And who is it? Shlomo Kalbach. Brother, how are you doing? And he talks to me. Why call me out of the blue? He said, I'll tell you. I was looking at a certain safer, and a piece of paper fell out with your phone number, with your name and phone number on it. Said, it's been a long time. I figured I should call you. So he did. Shlomo Kalbach didn't know. So the man was planning on hanging himself that morning. Because no one cared about him. But he picked up the phone. You never know. There's somebody on the bus. It looks like they've had a hard day and you give them a seat. You don't know what difference does it make. Yeah, you say, okay, did a nice mitzvah, gave the person a seat, and they sat down. Maybe the person had a really hard day. She was going to come home and with a short fuse and maybe say something to her kids who are not behaving the best and yell at them when she shouldn't have, and they would... The fact that she was able to sit down for a few minutes on the bus and calm down and relax. Maybe she was able to walk into her house with a smile and greet her kids cheerfully. And then in turn, you don't know what a little thing does. Each of us has such power to make a difference. Take advantage. Make that phone call, send that email, give that smile, extend an invitation. Be a little bit friendlier to somebody. Give a compliment. Thank people. Offer to help. Little things. Because little things often have major consequences.